From WGCU, this is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. More and more people are signing up to have their pets certified as comfort animals, and while they do help people with post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, or anxiety, comfort dogs are different from medical assistance dogs. There are differences not only in how they are trained and certified, but also in where they are allowed to go under the Americans with Disabilities Act. We'll talk with service dog trainers, representatives with the ADA, and with the president of the local Council of the Blind to clear up confusion about what animals can go where. Plus, telling stories is one of humanity's oldest traditions and enables Area Creative Effort is bringing that storytelling conference to our region for amateurs and pros alike. The Heart of Storytelling Conference is focusing on stories with an emphasis on the art. And organizers say they're paying particular attention to helping novice storytellers shape their family heritage and put it in story form. Ahead, we'll talk with the organizers of the Naples Conference and with two of the storytellers who are scheduled to be there. But first, the news. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. It's being billed as a conference for storytellers, writers, and communicators, but organizers say this coming weekend's Heart of Storytelling Conference is really for anyone with an interest in storytelling. And to help locals in our region, the conference is bringing together well-known novelists, writers, pastors, performers, and more to help hone the craft of storytelling. Joining us to talk about the conference is Bill Barnett, the executive director of the nonprofit Storytellers Creative Arts based in Naples. Welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you.
Also joining us today is Dr. Bob Peterson, a pastor, writer, storyteller, and speaker. Welcome to the show.
Good to be here.
And joining us by phone is Jim Kruger, an award-winning filmmaker, script doctor, video game developer, and comic book writer who's worked on popular projects like Batman and X-Men. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
All right. How do you share family stories and events with your loved ones? What family history and events do you want to pass on? Call in and share or ask our storytellers for help ahead of this weekend's upcoming conference in Naples. You can give us a call at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Or you can find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Bill Barnett with the nonprofit Storytellers Creative Arts in Naples. What is your nonprofit about, and why are you putting on this storytelling conference this weekend?
Well, Storytellers Creative Arts is a faith-based organization, and we actually started in New York City in the late 90s with an original focus on media, gathering people together to talk about how we could wisely use media for positive reasons and impactful reasons in our culture. Years later, it spiraled into reaching out to all sorts of different types of the arts. And so we decided at that time to have our first conference, which was actually held in the Empire State Building in 2000. And it has grown over time. We're Naples-based now. We have three areas that we basically focus on. One would be arts outreach. We're currently mobilizing community artists to go to places like St. Matthew's House and David Lawrence Center, and we work with underprivileged youth, mobilizing community artists to go in and bring the arts to heal them through the arts. The other thing would be small groups in Lee and Collier County for creatives, writers and musicians and singers. The third thing, which really connects to what we're doing this weekend, would be special events and conferences and workshops. So those are the three areas that we basically focus on.
So this weekend's thing is the storytelling workshop. Why is it so important to tell a good story?
Well, it's very important to tell a good story, and that's a really good question, because one of the points that we're going to emphasize is telling stories that would be left as a legacy for our children. Also, there are a lot of organizations out there that are also searching for ways to present their vision to the community so that people can know what their business and what their company or what their ministry, what that vision really is. So I do think that on a family level or a business level or nonprofit level, there are a lot of different reasons why we need to be able to tell impactful stories.
Dr. Bob Peterson, you've been a pastor for huge churches, a counselor, a board member. You've even led pilgrimages across the globe, and that requires leadership skills. But you've also found the time to sit down and write books. That is the biggest complaint of every budding storyteller or writer, is that they just don't have the time to sit down and do it. How do you find the time?
Well, right now I'm no longer a pastor of a large church. I just left that about a month and a half ago, And so I'm devoting all my time to writing and teaching other people how to tell the story effectively. I'm a natural-born storyteller. Grew up in a troubled youth where I had to find alternative universes where I could find safety and imagine a better world. And I honed the skills of imagination, the skills of storytelling. And I honed it as a public speaker and then as a writer. And how I find time, well, I don't have to work to find time. I love to write. I love to write as much as I love to speak. I have a deal with Tyndale coming up with entitled The Book of Amazing Stories, short one-page stories with surprising twists, a la the Paul Harvey rest of the story.
Well, that's
type.
Great for this day and age. People have that kind of an attention span, so one-pagers are great.
Well, yeah, most people have the attention span of a hummingbird, and every good pastor knows that. And so we're doing a thing with the radio network right now. We're putting together these four-minute or three-minute rest of the story with a surprise and so forth. And so I find the time.
It's so hard to find, though, sometimes. And then
it
also
is.
Getting your mind clear enough to really focus and actually get something on the computer screen. Because sometimes you have to write a bunch of stuff and throw it away. Not that I've ever tried. I speak from experience. I write, and get it out of here.
When I was in Hollywood, one of the things that Hollywood filmmakers will tell you that great films are not because of what's on the reel, but what's on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, because of what you decided just didn't make the cut.
Right.
And Jim Kruger, you've told stories in formats ranging from film to novels to comic books to video games. Each medium has its own challenges. But what would you say is a universal truth about telling an effective story?
The universal truth is that it's all structure. It's all structure. You know, it's all a story is about someone who goes through some sort of change. And if someone doesn't change in the story, it's not a good story. It doesn't even count as a story. Story is always about change.
So a beginning, middle, and end with a narrative?
Beginning, middle, and end. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's so much fluctuation that can happen in the style, whether you're writing a comic book or a screenplay or a novel or a short story. But at the same time, It's always telling the story of someone who changes despite themselves.
But, I mean, a lot of your stuff is with comic books and the X-Men. I mean, do superheroes change?
Well, you know, superheroes kind of aren't allowed to change because they still have to sell their, you know, their Superman shirts and their Batman underoos. And so a lot of time, What I would work under, you know, if I'm working with a classic character like that, is it's the illusion of change. It's the suggestion of change without actually changing the characters. And, you know, if anyone who's listening follows, you know, Marvel Comics or DC Comics, you know, every couple years they'll kill off a character and then bring them back or give them a new costume or do something like that. So it seems like something's changing, even though if you look at things, you know, over some of these 40, 50, 60 year histories, nothing has really changed.
Yeah. So Bill Barnett with the nonprofit Storytellers Creative Arts, the organizer in the room, who should come to a conference like this?
This conference is open to writers, storytellers, nonprofit business leaders, ministry leaders, anyone that wants to tell their story or the story of their organization or write a legacy to their children. I think this conference would benefit anyone who's interested or has a passion for storytelling or who wants to learn how to tell their story.
We are talking about the importance of storytelling ahead of a conference for storytellers that's happening this coming weekend. You can become part of the conversation by giving us a call at 1-877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Or you can find us on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Dr. Bob Peterson, we talked a little bit earlier, and you said that you developed storytelling as an escape, as a way to imagine a better world. So were you more drawn to fiction?
No, actually, I'm drawn to and primarily work with historical characters, with cultural characters, with real life change. I think part of my healing process was realizing that real life is more exciting than fake life. And so I do mostly work with historical characters, cultural characters, and the surprises in everybody's life. And I like to say that what we don't know about people is way more exciting than what we know about people. So I try to discover things that no one knows about people, little surprises. And so I study real people. And the best stories are in real people's lives.
But so many people know that they have a good story. They've had an interesting life. They've got a lot of stuff that's great, but they don't really just know how to put it on the page. How do you suggest people get started?
One of the things that we're going to talk about this weekend that I'm most excited about in every storytellers conference, I found this is the most interest, is to get grandparents particularly to leave a legacy to their grandchildren. We're in an age where most people don't have a sense of identity. And what greater identity is there than to understand the generations you come from? How to write a good story, a 3-page story at most, geared toward a 10-year-old about their grandparent, their great-grandparent. You can do about 16 people and go back 4 generations and have great stories for your children, a character quality in each person's life that make up the DNA woven together into a child's life, and then to say to this child, this is who you are. This is what you can be. Now go out and write your own story.
And a 3-page synopsis, I mean, just kind of concentrating on maybe one individual event in a person's life, that can tell you a lot about that individual's character and reactions and some of the peripheral characters maybe in a personal family history.
Well, particularly what you don't want to get involved in a travelogue, you know, Grandpa Marvin left Iowa and went through Ohio and spent 3 years. And
it's not a listing of facts.
No, what it is, it's a story, an exciting story, and it really tries to focus on one character quality, perseverance, overcoming, adventure, something. And as a young man or a young woman, as a child, if I know all that's woven into my life, then I'm somebody. I'm the amalgamation of generations that have come before me. And I can go out and make something of my life that will affect generations who will follow me.
And, you know, that actually even translates into Jim Kruger's world of superheroes and comics. There seems to be a lot of generational where you came from stuff in the storytelling that happens there. Am I correct, Jim?
Oh, so much so. I mean, if you go back to, you know, even the guys who created Superman, you know, we're talking about guys who were creating Superman during World War II. A time when, you know, Hitler was trying to create his own Superman. You know, it's like all of this stuff is so historical. I want to piggyback what Bob was saying, because you know what? History really doesn't change people. History really doesn't inspire people, but stories do. And one of the big things that I always like to talk about, and even what will be part of this weekend, is what happens if you don't feel like you have a story? Mm. You know, the idea is that's not true. Everyone does. It's in figuring out how to tell it.
I have read some books that if you looked at it as a just listing of events, it would have been the most boring book in the world. But the way that it was written, with the emotion that was put into it, and the way that little bombs were dropped throughout of knowledge, that just really kept you going. And they ended up being great stories, mainly because everybody can relate to those.
Right. And you asked me before, what was the, you know, what that universal element, regardless of what genre I'm writing in. And the other universal, apart from structure, is heart. Does it matter?
Does it make people feel empathetic?
Yeah. Yeah, completely.
And, you know, I've had people say to me so often, because I often would begin a sermon over the years, and people would wait for the introduction to the sermon because I had some historical character and I told the story in such a way that you didn't know who it was until the reveal. And that's the key part of a story, is to hold people's attention until the reveal, and make the reveal take as long as possible to happen. but people would come up to me and say, if you would have been my history teacher, I would have liked history. What most history teachers do is they teach facts and dates, and most people, that's how they communicate a product. But stories are the best way to communicate. The first guy to ever do that was Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was the first president to ever put people up in the balcony and get a point across by telling somebody's story. Stories are the best way to inform, the best way to inspire, and the best way to transform.
And also to get a point across in the end. Like if you're at the end, you're saying, well, the moral of the story, which,
right.
you know, is a nice catchphrase, but
right.
when you get down to it there, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say that I really do feel that this is probably going to be a new beginning for a lot of other things that we're going to do. I think this is going to open up a lot of different doors. I think by the fact that we're reaching out to a lot of different types of people, I think we're going to help them, but I think this will also expand the mission and vision of storytellers, and I think this will also open up doors for us to do more offerings for the community.
And I'm excited about this, about the conference. Not only is Jim going to be here, and I've worked with Jim for years since our days in the media in New York, and he was one of the lead writers for Marvel Comics, and really he's lectured at Cambridge University on the Book of Ecclesiastes from a comic writer's perspective. Sonia McNair, who will be there, who is right next to Les Moonves, the president of CBS, and she was his chief strategist and advisor. An incredible woman from New York, and then
Jerry Root,
who's one of the foremost experts on C.S. Lewis in the world, a professor at Wheaton College. This is going to be a power-charged group of people teaching this weekend.
It sounds like a power players in how to tell a good story.
It is on how to craft, how to create, how to craft, and then how to communicate.
So people that are coming to this conference, how should they prepare for this conference? Do they need to come maybe with some notes or an idea, or do you just want them to kind of come in, come as they are, and just kind of throw out what they've got?
Well, the format of the conference is going to be both lecture and also hands-on activity. I would say we actually will have a part when people can actually share. I would actually come with my own story or maybe the parts of the story, and also with questions on how they can connect those.
How to craft it.
Important. I think it's really important whether someone knows a story. You know, if they just come with a want to have a story, we'll be able to help them maybe find that story. Mm. Or give them some tools where they can find the story. But if it's not that, if it's, you know, someone brings an idea for a story and they just don't know how to start it or how to begin it, you know, I'm pitching here in Hollywood all the time. And the thing you do and the thing, you know, most people don't even realize that writers have to do every time is they have to tell the story before anyone hires them to write it.
Yeah,
so
are you going to be talking?
I'll go into an office.
Sorry, I don't mean to.
Sorry, go ahead.
Are you going to be talking at all about people who want to perhaps have any kind of professional shot at writing? Are there people may come and say, "I have this wonderful, fabulous memoir. How do I go about getting someone else to read it besides myself and my grandchildren, who I'm going to make read it?"
Right, I can give them some ideas of what to do. Of course.
Yeah, it's because it's kind of
some next steps, that kind of thing.
It's pretty intimidating to try to go into the publishing world.
It is. And, you know, in fact, I was just signed by probably one of the larger publishing companies in America. And the only reason I was able to have that happen is because I have one of my parishioners on the executive board of that publishing company. And
that
they
helps.
Got me in the front door. But as I talk to the publishing people, unless you're the Kardashian twins or unless you're the ex-president of the United States or some celebrity or you're a mega preacher that has 2 million people watching you or some superstar, they're not going to publish you anymore hardly because it's such a high-risk, low-return business, publishing business.
Yeah, they say you have to build a platform first, which is number of people who care what you're doing.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Maybe are you going to be discussing, is there going to be anybody there that can talk about digital strategies and self-publishing?
There will be someone there that will be talking about that, but that's digital and self-publishing is not going to be the major highlight, but we will be touching on that.
But the most important thing, though, is getting a good story out, right?
Right.
I'm sorry.
I'll be touching on that as well, because I've done some digital, I've done some self-publishing, and I kind of know both ways. It's really great and kind of some of the warning signs. So if people bring questions like that, certainly I'll be able to answer them.
And especially when you're talking with an older demographic, which we kind of have in Naples, digital marketing is kind of a foreign concept. That's like a whole other language. But the main thing, though, and the basic point of any good thing is... Go ahead.
I was just going to say what's great about it is we live in an age like unlike any other where... you can self-publish on Amazon.
Yeah, and you can get your story out there. But the main nut, I think, of the conference is going to be getting people to tell the good story.
Well, and here's the deal. How many times have we gone to a movie that promised so much and we left empty after the movie? We live in an age with a lot of young people who don't really have a story or learn how to tell a story or learn how to imagine because they grew up with video games. I grew up with a stick on the beach and had to imagine all sorts of things. And what happens is they depend on the eye candy, the technology, the provocative language, the violence or whatever to assault the senses. But we walk out realizing we haven't seen a good story. And so the point is whatever, whether it's digital, on page, on film, still a story is a story and you have to know how to tell a story. Most people can't even tell a good joke. You have to know it. People might even learn how to tell a good joke at this conference.
Yeah, well, that's always helpful. We are running out of time, so we're going to have to leave it right there. But I want to thank you for coming in today. Bill Barnett, Storytellers Creative Arts, also Dr. Bob Patterson, pastor, writer, and storyteller. And Jim Krueger, thanks for joining us by phone, writer, filmmaker, and game developer. All three and many others will be at the Heart of Storytelling Conference this coming weekend in Naples. You can visit us online at WGCUnews.org for more details and links to the event. Our show today was produced by Matthew Smith and directed by Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1. WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.